Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today. Colorado Springs Fire Department Chief Ted Colas is here. Hello, Chief.
Hello, Renee. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for coming in. And from Shield 616, Project Manager Ashley Felice is here. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Renee.
It's so great to have you guys here. And we are here talking about our big Protect the Protectors telethon, which is coming up on Wednesday. And we are, once again, KRDO, the network of KRDO, is teaming up with Shield 616, raising money to get the protective vests for our first responders so we can help protect our protectors. And this time, Chief, we are focusing on the fire department.
I'll tell you, we couldn't be more grateful to the work that KRDO does to get the awareness out to the community. You did such a great job and have done such a great job. I know you did a telethon for the Pueblo Sheriff's Office, Pueblo Police Department, and I know that those professionals are so grateful for the work that you've done, and then also for the work that Shield 616 has done. Partnering together like this, seeing community partners come together for our first responders, it really does my heart a lot of good to know the kind of people that are out there that are promoting these things, but then our community and the way that they rally around these causes.
Absolutely. Well, and the one thing, one question, Chief, and you can help answer this, and we will tell some stories that are, you know, about, you know, situations our firefighters have been in. A lot of folks, though, kind of with firefighters, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but they think, oh, they only respond to house fires. That's, or building fires, right? They aren't called out when there's shootings going on or active shooter situations or other dangerous situations when, in fact, they are.
That's very true. Our fire department is 125 years old. Last summer, we celebrated our anniversary of 125 years. And when we first started off, we had that singular mission of to protect the community from the threat of fire. But now we're what's called an all-risk, all-hazard fire department. And that means that we take on anything that comes in through the 911 system, and particularly our medical calls. So any medical call that comes in through the 911 system in the city of Colorado Springs, you're going to have fire department response to. And unfortunately, those calls are some of the calls that can turn dangerous without anyone's prior knowledge. So the dispatchers are doing the best job that they can with the information that they're provided. And we arrive on scene and we get there real quickly because of how we're located around the city. But sometimes there might be secondary to a domestic violence situation or something else that can cause it to go very dangerous very quickly.
Very quickly. Absolutely. And I'm not trying to, you know, bring up sad news, but there was even, you said medical calls. There was a call with a firefighter, and this happened in another state. It was in Appleton, Wisconsin. A firefighter revived somebody who was ODing, and that firefighter was shot and killed by that man that they just helped revive coming out of that overdose. It's real possibility.
It's very, very possible, and that is just a horrible situation and something that, you know, the police department was there. They made contact with this individual. Unfortunately, he took a few steps away. Look, they thought he was fleeing the scene, took a few steps away, turned around with a gun in his hand and took shots. And one of the firefighters was fatally injured as a result of that incident. And so protecting our firefighters has become more and more important to us. When I first got in this business 35 years ago, I would have never thought that protective vests and ballistic protection was something that our firefighters would need. But now I see that need increasing each and every day.
Well, and Ashley, let's talk about the protective ballistic vests. So they are, we know about the vests and the whole kits for the police department.
Yes.
And we are so grateful that we've got all the officers with CSPD taken care of, El Paso County Sheriff, Pueblo. But the vests for CSFD or for firefighters actually need to be a little bit different, that don't they?
Than
for police officers, because firefighters, of course, have to have all that gear on top. Not that police officers don't, but the extra gear on top, right?
Yes. And so police officers, they get that Kevlar, which is going to get that the handgun caliber. But firefighters don't originally get that issue to them.
Yeah.
And so for firefighters, we are going to give them the Kevlar and the rifle plates to go with it.
And so the vests are a little bit, aren't they kind of built a little bit differently than, say, for an officer or two, and a little bit, are they a little bit, hopefully, lighter with all the gear firefighters wear too? But
they are actually the same.
Awesome. Okay.
Yep. And so it'll be lighter. So the vest that we're going to give them is about 8 to 10 pounds, just depending on the size. And so it's not going to be that much difference.
Okay. And but
the difference is that the ones that the fire department get have the soft body armor Kevlar as part of the vest package. Police officers are issued that soft body armor Kevlar that they wear each and every day that protects them, as Ashley said, from handgun rounds. But what SHIELD does is that is so unique is that they provide both police officers and firefighters with a rifle protection plate that goes front and rear. Mm-hmm. And so for the police department, they get it's a like a nylon vest. It has that rifle protection in it. Well, the firefighter's nylon vest is also Kevlar. So it provides that soft body armor plus the rifle protection front and rear. So the vests are a little bit different, but they ultimately end up providing the very same level of protection.
That is fantastic. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, again, why this is so important, some real examples, what our fire department, our firefighters have done to protect our community, how you can get involved, where you can call on Wednesday to call in for the Protect the Protectors telethon, that and a lot more. We're talking with Colorado Springs Fire Chief Ted Colas and SHIELD 616, Ashley Felice is here. We've got more coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking about the Protect the Protectors Telethon coming up Wednesday. This is KRDO Network's Protect the Protectors Telethon once again this year. We are teaming up with SHIELD 616. We are raising money this time around to help get protective vests for our firefighters. Joining us this morning, Colorado Springs Fire Chief Ted Colas. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
And Project Manager from SHIELD 616, Ashley Felice, is here. Now, Ashley, we have you, of course, brought vests in. And we're kind of helping explain, you guys are helping explain, and you all can go see the vests for our fire departments that firefighters will get. But explain this. So a soft vest, which is what all police officers get,
correct,
comes with Kevlar.
Yes.
So that protects against handguns.
Handgun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But these additional pieces from Angel Armor.
Correct.
Which I found out is the same company as OtterBox,
yes,
for those
it is.
That did not know.
Yes.
So Angel Armor, this is protection for police and firefighters, right?
Yes.
For rifle.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so when our firefighters in the Protect the Protectors telethon, they get the vests and the extra...
The rifle plates, yep.
Yeah.
It'll be front and back.
That's amazing. So when did you guys recently switch to
we
Angel
did.
Armor?
Okay. We switched to them back in April. We had been noticing kind of a shift... And that more threats were being done by, it's rifle threats.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the handgun threats. And so we wanted to make sure that everybody was protected all day. So this is considered all day rifle protection.
Okay.
You know, our worst nightmare was something happening to somebody and the gears in the trunk.
Yeah.
And so we definitely, we wanted to be proactive and switch this up a little bit.
So what is this? Can you guys hear me? Knock this. What is this?
So this is high intensity polyethylene.
Okay.
So it is not ceramic plate.
I thought it was ceramic at first. Doesn't it look ceramic, mm-hmm. Chief?
It does.
Yep. And so with a ceramic plate, typically it's one shot and the plate is done.
Oh.
This is multi-shot capability.
That's amazing. And so now all our CSPD officers and now CSFD firefighters, when they get the vest, they get this as well.
That is correct.
That's amazing. And Chief, this has been something that has been a huge passion for you, hasn't it?
You know, it has been
getting
for the
this
last...
done.
For the last couple of years, and when I first got the idea, really it wasn't my idea, but I came back from a conference where I saw several vendors that were producing soft body armor vests, the Kevlar vests for firefighters and EMS crews. And I came back and talked to one of our battalion chiefs, Tim DeLeon, and I said, man, this is something we need to do. Would you look into it? So he started doing some research. And during his research, he reached out to SHIELD 616 to Jake Skifstad to say, hey, Jake, can you get us a better price on this stuff because of the volume that you guys work with? And Jake, who has a heart that would fill any auditorium.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Actually, entire city, I think, or state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Jake said, you know, that's not good enough. I know the threat that firefighters go through. I've been a police officer. I've seen the threat that you go on the same scenes that we go on. And so I don't want you to get soft body armor. I want you to get the full rifle protection kit that our law enforcement officers get. And so we started that way. And we started doing the individual, where people in the community would sponsor individual firefighters and purchase a vest for them. And I'm really proud of my church. My church sponsored the fire station that was closest to us and bought 12 vests for that entire
That's
fire
amazing.
Station. And so we saw a lot of that going on. But unfortunately, the momentum wasn't sustained for the last couple of years, and through no fault of anybody. But I think that our public needs some a greater awareness of the kind of calls that our firefighters go on. Just like you asked me the first question this morning, you know, why you don't just go to structure fires. No, we don't. We go to a lot of calls. We go to when there is a shooting. Your firefighters are going to likely be the first ones there on the scene to take care of those injured parties. And sometimes the threat, the police department does a great job of isolating and protecting us, but sometimes that threat is still there. We noticed that a couple of years ago, there was a call that happened up on North Academy in an apartment complex, and our firefighters were called to care for some patients that had been wounded, had been shot, and we got into the apartment, and the police department swept the area. They called us forward because we were in a staging position. They called us forward. We got in there. We began treating the patient, and then shots started ringing out. The suspect had only gone to an apartment upstairs and was hiding in there and started shooting out the windows and shooting through walls. And our firefighters and the ambulance company, they did what they do, and they provided protection to those patients. The police department isolated that threat again. They were able to get us out, get us behind the building where we loaded those patients up and got them transported to a hospital. But they were all taking shots or taking live fire was going off in their vicinity the whole time that call unfolded. So when that happened, I thought, while nobody was hit, as the fire chief, I would have felt so much better if our folks had been in ballistic wear and had that higher level of protection. And so it's those kinds of calls that had us reach out and talk to Jake. And Jake said, you know, soft body armor is good. It's just not good enough for our firefighters. And so he had the idea of going with the individual kits for each firefighter in the city. And as I said, the momentum kind of fell off, and so we're reorganizing, and we've talked to Jake, and so what we're going to be doing with this telethon is trying to fund one vest per seat for the fire department. These vests, unfortunately, your listeners can't see how easy they are to resize. So I'm a little bit bigger than Ashley, but Ashley and I could wear the same size vest.
Because you tighten the sides,
Yeah, so you can adjust it to your size each and every day. Okay. So if Ashley and I are on opposite shifts in the fire station, but we're both firefighters, when she's on duty, she sizes it to her. The next morning when I relieve her, I'm going to size that vest to me, and I'll have that level of protection going forward. So it's great to partner with an organization like Shield 616, who has the flexibility and the passion to say, we're going to provide the highest level of protection possible, but the flexibility to say, but the first approach didn't work. Let's regroup. Let's try another approach. So the ultimate goal is let's protect our firefighters.
And really quick, before we go to break, I want to let's start giving some details on the Protect the Protectors telethon. So it's happening Wednesday, starts at 5 a.m. and runs all the way through 10 p.m. We'll have a number that you can call on Wednesday. Firefighters are going to be on hand answering the phones, but you can also make a donation online if you don't want to wait until Wednesday to help. And you can go to our website, krdo.com, click on Protect the Protectors, make sure you select CSFD, and you can make a donation there. And then we will have more details about the I think folks can stop by, can't they, too, and say hi and visit everybody? I think they can.
Yeah, sure.
And that's going to be at 29 South Institute Street. So if any of your listeners remember where the old St. Francis Hospital was, it's on Institute Street, and we're directly across the street on Institute from the old St. Francis Hospital. It's actually Colorado Springs Professional Firefighters Local 5. That's their union hall. And that's where the telethon will be taking place.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we'll have more details on the telethon, how you can get involved, and what it means to our firefighters and local community, that and more coming up on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking about our Protect the Protectors telethon coming up this Wednesday, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., teaming up with Shield 616 again, this time raising money for protective vests for our firefighters with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. And joining us from the fire department, Chief Ted Colas is here. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Renee. Thank you again.
Oh, absolutely. And project manager from Shield 616, Ashley Felice, is here. And good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Now, I would like, if folks are not familiar with Shield 616, yes, it's about providing that vest, that protection to mm-hmm. a law enforcement officer or a firefighter, but it's a lot more than just that, isn't it?
It is. Yep. And so what we do, you know, we just like you said, Renee, we do provide the vests and the armor, but we also want to provide that support.
Right.
And so we try to match a community member with each officer, with each firefighter, to be able to pray for and support throughout the year.
Right. And even if something does come up, right, just that extra support
yes.
that they have.
Yep.
So, Chief, we were kind of breaking down the numbers, and we want the goal for the Protect the Protectors telethon. You want a vest for every chair on every truck and engine, right?
That's right.
In the fire department. So we're looking at approximately, 100 vests?
Yes. Our goal is 137 vests. But 137, again, okay. We've already been doing some work with Shield 616 over the years. So the number is closer to 100 now that we currently need. That we're going to be shooting for. And that is going to be right around the $200,000 mark to get all of those
vests. To get all those vests filled. And they're approximately at what, Ashley, 2,100 a vest?
That's correct.
Okay. So if that's why we're doing this telethon, so we can get the 100 vests, get those taken care of. Again, we will be opening up the phones for the telethon coming up Wednesday morning. Don't call now. I mean, you can, right? But
yes.
You'll just get an info line. A firefighter will not be answering the phone going, hey, let me take your donation, right? So can we go ahead and give them the number?
I think we
should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's ready. 719-345-2442. Everybody write that down. 719-345-2442. Or if you'd like to donate ahead of time, get a bit more information, go to KRDO.com, click on Protect the Protectors, and you can make a donation to the CSFD fund right there on the website. So, Chief, we were kind of talking about, and you told us one example of where our firefighters were in trying to retrieve people who were involved in a shooting and shots were fired again and trying to get the victims out, get themselves out. Stay safe. Keep everybody safe. While the police department tried to narrow in on the mm-hmm. suspects. And, you know, I always jump back to, it was very scary. We've had, sadly, Colorado, it just seems like mass shootings are a thing here. And one of them that really sticks out in my brain is the Halloween shooting in downtown Colorado Springs. And firefighters there put their lives on the line to protect people. An amazing story.
They did. You know, we were called to a shooting on Halloween. It was back in 2016. Mm-hmm. It seems like yesterday, but it was so many years ago
yeah.
now. But we were called to a shooting. And unfortunately, there was a shooting that took place that our firefighters were going to do the right thing. They were going to stage in the area, wait for the police department to clear the scene and make sure that the threat was taken care of.
And this was in downtown Colorado Springs.
Downtown Colorado yep. Springs. So our firefighters started to make their way slowly to the scene. Unfortunately, what nobody knew was that shooter was mobile, and he had shot somebody in his own neighborhood right outside of the place that he was renting, and then he started walking down the street where he took a couple more lives. People just innocently sitting on their porch were killed by this individual. And so he made his way all the way down to Wasatch Avenue, Platt.
Yeah.
And our firefighters just crested the hill heading eastbound. They crested the hill at Weber and Platt.
And they were just getting ready to stand by, right?
They were just trying to get close to stand by. And it was right then that the police department encountered the shooter who was crossing the street there at Wasatch. And so this is, if you're familiar with the area.
Just walking down the street, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that's familiar with the area knows that there's a 7-Eleven right there on the corner. And people were outside watching all of this, police cars screeching to a halt and shots being fired. And our firefighters do what they do. I think it was truly heroic stuff. They positioned their engine in between the threat and the public, and they got everybody inside behind the brick walls inside of the 7-Eleven and protected them in place until the police department could neutralize the threat. Really unfortunate that those kinds of things happen, but we've got such a professional police department that does such a good job to protect our community. And our firefighters rely on them. And fortunately, I can say that on occasion, they rely on us too. Renee, a lot of people don't know that we've got a TEMS team. And that acronym is Tactical Emergency Medical Support. And that TEMS team, they go with the police department SWAT team and the sheriff's department SWAT team. For the police department, it's called the Tactical Enforcement Unit. The Sheriff's Department calls it the SWAT team. Mm-hmm. And our TEMS team goes with them anytime that they're doing high-risk warrant services or they're going to go and try to contact a fugitive. And anything that is really very dangerous for our police officers, our TEMS officers, our TEMS firefighters are right there with them. Mm-hmm. They provide paramedics and EMTs. They're dressed in full ballistic gear, and they are there on the spot when those highly dangerous situations take place. During the Planned Parenthood shooting mm-hmm. that happened later on that same year, we all know the heroism of the police department and sheriff's officers that were in those Bearcat armored vehicles, and they were evacuating people out of buildings and things. I have a longtime friend who is on the police department SWAT team, and he was unfortunately wounded in that shooting. And I saw him at a few days after the event. And as soon as he saw me, he got big tears in his eyes. He walked straight up to me and he said, 25 years we've been doing this. He goes, I was never more happy when I got into the back of that vehicle. Your guys were there and they took immediate care of our officers.
Right.
That's the kind of work that our firefighters do each and every day in the community. We do put ourselves at risk, and so do so many first responders. It isn't limited to just the fire department. We know the police department does it. The folks that staff our ambulances around town, they do it too. They are there to protect this community in their time of need. And so we are so grateful that KRDO and Shield 616 are willing to partner together for us to protect our firefighters in their time of need.
Absolutely. Well, and it just makes, like you said, the impact of all first responders, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Ashley? It's huge. And this is just one way we can help them.
Yep.
I mean, donate and get them a vest and help them out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give the details once again, how to get involved, how to donate. Can everybody, we kind of touched on this, but they can show up on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And Come on in.
Something that was really cool about the Pueblo Telethon is a little kid was saving up for his family vacation, ended up bringing it in. Aww. To where we were at and gave it all and donated it all. And so definitely come on in, bring in your donations and come say hi.
And Chief, I'm assuming there would be like some trucks and stuff there. So if the kiddos do stop by or folks want to see, equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of historical gear that is in that building that'll be neat to show off. But also we'll have people that are swinging by there throughout the day and making an appearance so we can say hello to the people that are coming by to make donations.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, all the details on the Protect the Protectors Telethon, how you can donate, how you can get involved, how you can stop by, that and a lot more with Chief Ted Colas and Ashley Felice from Shield 616 coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about our Protect the Protectors Telethon. Once again, the network of KRDO teaming up with Shield 616, this time raising funds to get the protective vests for Colorado Springs firefighters. Joining us from Shield 616, Ashley Felice is here, project manager. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, Renee.
And also, Colorado Springs Fire Chief Ted Colas is here. Now, Ashley, I know it's hard to visualize these vests, really. It is. Mm-hmm. But folks can go to the website and see. And again, I want to emphasize the importance of these vests. So let's go through, again, the soft vest is just handgun. That's Kevlar, for those that don't know.
Correct.
The angel armor plates, firefighters, right, will get as well.
Yep.
And that is rifle.
That's correct. Yep, the rifle round.
The rifle round. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rifle rated.
Perfect. And then as we were kind of talking about, the vests for firefighters are a little bit different than the vests for officers?
Well, I was corrected. They were in the past, but now they're going to be the exact same.
They're the exact same. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're just a different color.
Yep.
That's
they're
it.
Tan.
That's awesome. Yep. Okay. So our goal, everybody ready? We're going to rally. We need about 100 vests for our firefighters. Approximately $2,100 a vest. Our goal for the telethon, $200,000. And you can stop by. Now, the telethon is happening Wednesday. Now, Chief, I know you're going to be there at 5.
He's going to be there from 5 to 10:30.
He's like, No, I'm not.
I'll be there in spirit at 5 for sure.
So the telethon actually starts at 5 a.m., goes till 10 or 10:30 this Wednesday. Now, we will be at 29 South Institute, which is where you said the, is that the old firehouse?
It is an old firehouse. It's old Fire Station 4 in Colorado Springs. And now it has been perched by Colorado Springs Professional Firefighters, okay. Local 5, and it is their union hall.
That's fantastic. So we'll be set up there. Mm-hmm. Now you can call in, and the number, again, if you call right now, you're not going to, nobody's going to answer. There's not going to be a firefighter going, hey.
Okay. Actually, I said that wrong. I need to correct myself. Oh. I think it's owned by the Association of Retired Firefighters, and they lease the space to Colorado Springs Professional Firefighters.
Oh, okay.
Like
somebody
it.
Will be mad at me one way or another. I think I got that right.
Are you already
going
to get the email?
Yeah, I think I got it right.
Was
now.
That? I think you got all bases covered, Chief.
Yeah.
Okay, so the number you can call on Wednesday, 719-345-2442. Now, you could call ahead of Wednesday, but you're just going to get an info line, right?
That's correct. Yep, and you can leave a message, and we'll call you back.
But the day of the telethon, you can call that number, firefighter. We even heard we have some officers volunteering.
Yes.
That's so awesome. So they will be answering the phones. If you cannot call in and want to donate, you can donate online anytime today, tomorrow. The day of the telethon, you can go to KRDO.com, click on the Protect the Protectors telethon, and make sure you select CSFD in the dropdown, or they can go to the Shield 616 website,
they
right?
Can. Yep, that's correct.
And again, select CSFD. Mm-hmm. And then what? I'm missing something. What am I missing, you guys? Am I missing like all the, you can stop by.
Yeah, you can stop by.
You could stop by and say hello to the folks that are answering the phones and look at some of the neat historical stuff that's stored in that building.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good time for people.
And Chief will be out there bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 5 a.m. on Wednesday, right?
Something like that. Yes.
He's like not that. Even. But Ashley, you'll be there at
5 a.m. Be there around 3:30.
To get all set up. And Jake Skifstad, who's out on the road, but he'll be there as well.
He will be there, yep, all day.
So if you have actually questions about these vests, a lot of folks... It's fascinating to see them. I know it's not just me, right? That fascination, like, how does this work? And the seeing the armor and seeing the gear. I mean, this is someone's chance to see this first.
You can come by. Yeah. You can see it. You can try it on.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think I'd fall over.
They're about 8 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the technology is so good. They're so light now that it really is. I think Shield is talking about these being all-day protective wear for police officers, even with the rifle plates. Back a few years ago, that would be so heavy and so cumbersome. But today, the technology has come so far that they can do that now.
If I was in the military and my whole vest was 30 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, and I was just going to say, I don't think Chief knows this funny story. So I went for a ride. It was a 24-hour ride-along, Chief.
Gosh.
It was a downtown at 1.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a big house fire downtown, right? I mean, kudos to firefighters. The amount of gear they wear, like you were saying, you were in the military, too. So they were like, okay, Renee, so they got the initial fire out. It was downtown. And they were like, here you go. You need to put on the jacket. You need to put on the oxygen. You need to put on the helmet with the camera so you can see if there's still anything in the... I thought I was going to fall over.
Oh,
there is a lot of gear.
There is a lot of gear. So for these to be about 8 pounds is probably truly helpful.
Yeah, and we're real fortunate that we probably won't be wearing them all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
But if we remember just a couple of weeks ago the shooting that occurred in Honolulu, where two police officers lost their lives and houses were set on fire. And I think that fire eventually went to 7 different homes because that shooter was still actively shooting as the home was burning. And that kept firefighters at bay, kept them farther out. So more people ended up losing their property. It's just a crazy world that we live in. So anything that we can do to protect our firefighters, protect our police officers, all first responders,
absolutely.
And give them the level of protection that they need so they can continue to protect our community, man, we are so, so appreciative of that.
Absolutely. Okay. I know I keep hammering the details. We're going to do it one more time. Remember, telethon, Wednesday, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. or 10:30-ish. We're going to be there. And you can stop by 29 South Institute, be set up. You can meet firefighters. Jake, Ashley will be there. Chief will be there eventually. Not at 5 a.m., though. Also, he's like, Renee, stop. I'm going to get the lecture.
I'm going to feel guilty.
No, you're fine.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. you can stop by. You can see equipment, some stuff there. You can donate online, krdo.com, shield616.org. Or you can call on Wednesday, 719-345-2442, and make that donation. Our goal, $200,000. We can do it.
We can.
Yes,
we can pass it.
Yep.
We're going to get the 100 vests. We can do it.
Well, we are so grateful. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah,
you guys. And thank you, guys, Shield 616. Oh, couldn't do any of this without you.
Well, thank you both. And we will see you both on Wednesday. I look forward to it. Thank you guys so much. Okay, coming up tomorrow on The Extra from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, really excited Division Wildlife Manager Corey Adler will be here. That is tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.